An online gamer has been playing tricks, apparently, at the White House, pretending to be a White House correspondent under the name Casey Montague, but no such reporter exists, and the news organization the person claimed to work for, White House News, does not exist. Yet this person was able to operate pretty much as a White House correspondent, including communications with the press secretary, Jen Psaki, and apparently was fooling everyone until late this week. Let's get an explanation live from Chris Catalago, who reports for Politico. Christopher, who is this person posing as a journalist, and were they trying to make some kind of point?
So besides knowing what they're doing, we actually don't know who this person is. We've exchanged emails with them, and I think the point they were trying to make was that, really anybody should be able to do this. Anybody should be able to submit questions. They claim that the questions they were seeing get asked at the press briefings were lackluster, and they wanted to be part of it. And, you know, what's really made this whole thing possible is a lot of the questions that are getting asked at the White House now, probably one or two every day, are coming from a reporter who's there on behalf of the rest of the press corps doing the pool reports, and they'll get emails from people. And some of the reporters who saw the emails from this person posing as a journalist didn't ask because they thought that it looked a little bit, suspicious. But at least a handful of them did. And this person also started two Twitter accounts where they were putting out White House information. So it's kind of a citizen journalism thing with someone, you know, who could live in any part of the world.
And maybe in London, right?
Yeah, that's what they said. They were trying to join a whole bunch of different organizations, asking if they could be a volunteer. It's a little bit unclear why they wanted to do that, other than just kind of building up their credentials. But the organization that they claim to work for, White House News, doesn't exist. And the Twitter feeds that they have, one of them got flagged by Twitter because it looked a lot, they were using the same branding as the White House, and Twitter had said that they were trying to impersonate the White House because it wasn't clear on that feed that it was a private citizen sending those tweets.
So on one level, this is very much a story of our time as far as technology. It's not as if somebody put on an outfit or a costume and walked into the White House and was pretending to be a journalist that way. It's all digital. But as the world of, you know, deep fakes gets more sophisticated, misinformation, disinformation, does this case tell us anything, you know, about how much trouble we're going to have in the future telling what's true and what's a lie?
I mean, I guess it does if this sort of thing continues where, I mean, anybody can always get access to the White House, press team's email addresses, and conceivably could have done this for a long time. The big difference here is because of COVID, you know, just a small handful of seats right now in that briefing room are filled. I think it's still about 14 out of 49 seats. In normal times, people weren't asking questions on behalf of somebody else. So this just wouldn't have been possible pre-COVID. And that's what makes it more of a story of our time. I think the question of disinformation, you know, I mean, it's a real danger. I think people can pose all kinds of questions, but it's sort of always been like that. I mean, there's outlets that are just questionable outlets at the White House now that do have access to the grounds, and, you know, they could ask whatever they want. They could write whatever they want. And so I think, you know, that is something that people are certainly on guard for.
This person, as we said, indirectly was able to ask questions of the White House press secretary. Were they outrageous questions in any way, or did they seem legitimate?
That's the funny thing about this. They were perfectly normal. They were the kinds of questions that anybody who's in that room might ask. I mean, I think of one where they asked, what is the current relationship and number of times that Joe Biden and Barack Obama are speaking? I mean, that's something people ask all the time. And they also asked whether they would do the bring back the portrait unveilings that they had pre-Trump. And I think, I actually think that question did get asked by someone earlier in the year. So the other ones, I think, were things about COVID. There might have been one about trade, one about Microsoft getting hacked. So these were, you know, I think that's the reason why the reporter who asked on their behalf agreed to do it, because it seemed like it was something that wasn't out of bounds.
Well, always something new with each new day. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Of course. Thank you.
That's Chris Catalago with Politico outlining his news story tonight about somebody who actually isn't a journalist, but digitally anyway, posed as a White House journalist.